Today is May 4th, 1997, and this is part two of the interview of Catherine Amelia O'Neill. Today we're viewing photographs, and Catherine is going to...
Hi.
We're viewing photographs, and Catherine is now looking at photograph number one, and she'll be telling us what she remembers.
I was told that this was taken in 1850, and this is...
Who's he?
Photo company.
Oh.
I mean, who?
Carl.
His name's Carl?
Your grandfather.
Yeah, way back, you know, and...
It's your grandfather.
Hmm? How is he related to you? How is this man related to you?
This is...
On the right.
My grandfather.
And his name?
This is Carl Walker.
Okay. And that would be your... Is that your mother?
They used to always call them Walker in German, I guess. And then when we came out here, and they started calling the name Wacker, and this car was my grandfather and my grandmother, my mother's people.
And what was her
name? This is Barbara Newhart, and that's all I know about it. I just know they were always very nice. I was always proud of Grandpa and Grandma, you know.
Where did they live?
Huh?
Where did they live?
Well, they lived up north from where we lived, quite a ways up there. I didn't see them very often, but my Grandpa and Grandma come in a buggy. I can still see them. Come in a buggy to see us, and Grandma would always have something. She gave us kids, you know. We were so happy to get any little thing.
What did she give you?
She gave me a little necklace, and I thought that was so beautiful.
What did it look like? What did it look like? The necklace?
Oh, it's just one of those, you know. I'm down. Out to here. Just a chain. Mm-hmm. Chain necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were always... Well, one time, I don't know if you want to put that in, but I was staying with Grandpa and Grandma for a week one time, and when I was a little girl, and I said, Grandma, can I have a piece of bread? I'm hungry. She said, okay. So she gave me a piece of bread. Then I went outside, and I was eating some, and all the chickens gathered around there. So I threw little pieces out. Pretty soon it was all gone. I come back in, and I said, can I have another piece of bread, Grandma? And she said, okay, you must be awful hungry. Man, give me another little piece of bread. And I was eating and feeding the chickens. And then finally that was gone, so I went back in, and I wasn't sure whether I ought to ask her or not. But I asked her for the third piece of bread. And she said, what do you do with it? So I had to tell her that that I was giving some to the chickens. And she said, oh, you don't have to feed the chickens. That's okay, you know. And so, but Grandpa and Grandma were always nice like that.
Anything else?
A lot of things happened, but I can't remember much. Today, anyway, I just...
It's okay.
Can't make my mind work, I guess.
Okay. Now, you want to talk about
yeah,
what number is
that? Well, I told you all that.
This is picture number 2, and it's the one-room school near Leola, South Dakota. And Catherine is in this picture. She's in the front row on the right, and there's a little carrot-like figure under her picture.
And I told you all the names of them. Mm-hmm. And this is Katie. Mm-hmm.
That's what they call you. Do you want to tell us about what you remember?
Huh?
You want to tell us about what you remember about going to the school? Some of your school day
memories?
Well,
all I knew when I was growing up or I was a little kid was Katie. I didn't even think about having another name until later. I found out my name was Catherine. And I thought, well, why didn't they call me by my name? But then, yeah, I tried to stay with my name, Catherine. But later I didn't care. In fact, I like Katie now. Yeah, they call me Katie around here.
Do you remember this coat?
Oh, the coat? Mm-hmm. My mother bought these coats long, you know, clear to the floor, and we wore them until they got too small for us, mm-hmm. which was several years.
Mm-hmm. You know about this, what's that milk can doing there?
Yeah, that's the milk can there. Milk can.
Was there any milk in it, do you think? Was there milk in it, or was it just used for a... Was there actually milk in the milk can? Did they put it outside to keep it cold, or...?
I don't know why that's sitting out there. The Gibsons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the Gibsons.
And you said there was a hole in the window?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, how that got broken?
I don't remember how it got broken, but they stuffed something in there.
Mm-hmm. Did you like school?
Oh yeah, I was happy to go to school. Yeah.
What were some of the songs you sang?
Some of the songs? Well, I guess I will just mostly remember the ones I shouldn't remember, and that is Three Blind Mice, you know. And I thought that was terrible, just terrible. It just hurt me to think that it cut off their tails with the butcher knife. And we were singing it at school. And then we sang Little Brown Jug. Man, you know. And there's some more little crazy songs.
Did you sing Ach du Lieber?
Oh, Ach du Lieber Augustin, yeah. We used to sing that. I can't remember any right now. that sang.
Let's go to photo number 3.
And this is a time I was sick. I couldn't go to school. I was jumping rope, and I didn't stop when it started hurting, you know. And I jumped, and then finally I just couldn't jump anymore. Didn't have enough sense to quit when it started hurting. I was such a good rope jumper that I didn't want to spoil my record, I guess. And I just got home, and I was all sick for some time. And there's no such a thing as a doctor, you know. And we never had a doctor. It just healed up, I guess, and then I went again, but I didn't jump rope anymore.
No. And this is the same schoolhouse as the is picture number 2.
No.
This is the same schoolhouse?
Yes, it's the same schoolhouse.
Okay.
And that's our little bathroom here.
Right.
Little house.
Uh-huh. And is your teacher in this photograph in number 3?
It's Loretta Conlon.
And she's in the front.
This is a few years later.
Uh-huh.
The one I know, this is taken from, I mean, it's Bernice Gibson, and it's my brother Fred, and Vivian Gibson. This is Barbara, my sister, and some of the Layton boys here. And Mrs. Gibson.
Oh, that's Mrs. Gibson.
It's Mrs. Gibson. She always had a baby every year or so, and so she'd come with the baby in there. That's probably Lillian. They had all boys. I don't know how many boys. Finally, they got a girl, and her name is Lillian.
Nice. It looks like a lot of people for that little school. Were you guys cozy in there?
I never thought about it. There was a big stove, the long stove pipe, you know, coming out. In the middle of the room was the heater. This is Norman Gibson, and that's August back there, and Arthur. Oh, Arthur, I don't think I saw Arthur on the other picture. Arthur Layton, you know. And these are all Layton kids.
Sounds like so they were all Laytons?
Huh?
Laytons or Gibsons or Zinkers?
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So 3 families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go on to
picture number 4. You want to describe to us what this is?
And then this is a love store where I worked. I must have written that. We should know. And but I can't see me there. It's either Dad and I were standing up on something, or I can't see you. Which one is me? But this is
with this help?
Dick Winkle that worked in the drugstore with me.
Dick Winkle.
Winkle, Dick Winkle.
She used to
I think one of these is me, but I can't see.
Make the descriptions.
And Mr.
In those days, you didn't
Hofer,
have any training.
Mr. Hofer that I work isn't on here, but his son is on here. And I forgot his name.
What were your duties at the drugstore?
Well, everything. They had a soda fountain, you know. In those days, they had a soda fountain in every drugstore, seems. And I filled prescriptions, and the doctor had an office upstairs, and whenever I couldn't figure out what he wrote, you know, then at that time, the doctors didn't write very plain. And I'd go up and ask him to make sure, because I didn't want to make a mistake.
So you actually compounded the...
And I had never had a lesson in, but I told a few prescriptions and I did. But I always asked the doctor before I filled them. Then there was in back, I don't know if I should tell that one, there was a jar about this tall, and it had stuff in there, you know. It was sticky, and when you fill the prescription, you usually put some of that in it. And I always thought to myself, if this won't kill them, will this? You know, I was awfully aware of making a mistake there on that, and I, you know how I was against pills and everything all my life. But,
that's why, huh?
That's the way it was. But I loved it there, you know. I loved them and my work. And finally, I was engaged to my husband. He came in and was always buying something from me. And finally, he asked me if he could walk me home, which was only about 2 blocks from the store.
Where were you living at that time? Or who?
In Michigan, North Dakota.
What was the name of the family? Were you with a family?
Oh, well, I just, at first, what was people? Well, anyway, I wasn't there very long, and I moved in with the Munches. Their name was Munch. Pauline Munch was my friend. And like I said, it was cold weather those days. Stormy, you know, snowy, you know. And my husband walked home with me, and we didn't want to go inside because the Munches had a boy of about 14, and he was such a terrible tease. And so we stood out in a snowstorm, and those were our courting days.
How old were you?
How old was I? Let's see, I was just about... Let's see, I was just about 18 and a half, a little over 18.
And how old was Mr. O'Neill?
How old was he? He was 5 years older than I was. And he was born in 1900, say. So I always We always knew his birthday and always knew how old he was.
Was he from Wishick?
Huh?
Was Wishick his hometown?
No.
Where was he from?
No, he happened to come. He was working for the telephone company, and he was driving through there, you know. And while he was working in Wishick, that's when I met him. And
where was he originally from?
Where was he originally from? South Dakota. In Woonsocket.
Okay.
You know Woonsocket. It's a town more like in the middle of the state. Woonsocket. And
so where did you get married?
Where did I get married? Well, this is, I never was very proud of, but at home was no such a thing as having a wedding or anything, you know, at all. And we wanted to get married, so we asked the judge.
Here in Wishick?
In Leola. We drove down to Leola,
okay.
My hometown. Not. Told Barbara, my sister, that we're going to get married, and we didn't want to have her be a witness. So the judge's wife and my sister were the witness, and we were married by the judges, or the judge of the peace. So sometime later, years later, I was talking with my minister, and here he asked me where I was married. I never wanted to face that thing, you know. And I said, Leola, South Dakota. Well, tell me about it. Okay. I says, well, if I tell you, you might say, I'm not married. And he said, no. So I told him just what happened. And he says, oh, that's all fine.
Sure. And then
there wasn't much they could do about that by that time anyway.
And then you said that you didn't stay very long in this area then.
No, in Leola we didn't stay. We went to Aberdeen, and a town not so far. You know where Aberdeen is?
South Dakota.
Oh, yes. Well, you know. We went to Aberdeen, and we stayed there. Two or three days is about all. And then we came out here and we're still here.
Okay, you came straight out here. You quit your job at the drugstore and...
Yeah, and got married and came out here. And we've been living here in Sacramento. We did live in Citrus Heights when my kids were little. But then we moved in, anyway, we lived here, you know, in Sacramento all these years.
Where did you move in Sacramento?
Huh?
Where in Sacramento did you first live? Do you remember?
Did we first live? Sometimes my mind just kind of stops and goes around a little.
And what year was that?
Well, you mean when they first came here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you first came here, didn't you go to be with your sister Elizabeth?
For a short time. And that was in Florin.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there.
And what year was that?
And Let's see, we were married in 1923, wasn't it?
I thought it was 1925.
No, just before then. When's your birthday?
In 1926.
No, well then maybe it wasn't. There's proof there.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And she was we were so happy when she was coming and just so, we were happy and she was the prettiest little girl you ever saw.
Tell who you're talking about.
Her.
What's her name?
Dolores Helen O'Neill. I have some pictures of her. I'll show you sometime.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us about the rest of your children?
Well, the rest of our children. Well, we decided that we wanted to go back to South Dakota just once more to take another look. You know, where you were born and raised and everything. And so we went back to South Dakota and what was the question?
Pat was born.
Oh, Pat. And Pat was born back in South Dakota.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. He's the only one that wasn't born here in California. And so,
say his whole name.
Patrick.
Joseph Patrick.
Yeah, Joseph Patrick O'Neill. And we were so happy that time. Was so happy everything was going nice. Only thing is that the times were hard when we left South Dakota, but we didn't realize how bad it was, you know, until we came out here. It was really bad out here, and my husband couldn't get any work. It was awful. So I won't go into that, but I'll tell you, we nearly starved sometimes. No kidding. It was awful hard. You couldn't get any work. And we were the kind that, you know, we thought that was terrible to ask people for anything. Proud. I don't know what we had so proud about, but it's just that we had worked hard all our lives, and then to come to this one, I don't know what we had to do in order to get anywhere, but you got a little bit of work now and then, and in the cannery, and I worked in the cannery too. And anyway, we finally got started a little bit, and we just hung on, and we got out of it, you know. Better and better and better, and that's the way it went.
And then Marlene.
Yeah, Marlena was born, and and then later Donald Delano O'Neill was the youngest.
So you had four children?
Mm-hmm. Two girls and two boys. And they're all very good children. Don is just wonderful. When I had my ranch over there on Crocker Road, I had so much work to do there. You know, it was, my husband finally passed away, and there was so much work to do, and he knew it, but he had to live down there where he's living, you know, Southern California, because he was flying. He got the job flying for TWA. And, but any chance that he had, he'd come up and work and work and work to help me, you know. Help me on that place. Even now he comes up and he does most of my book work. And he's coming up again pretty soon. He and Lenny, my daughter-in-law.
Okay. Well, I think we're done.
I don't know just how they lived. I forgot or never did really know. And
you're talking about your mother and father.
Yeah. And how they lived there before they had the house there, because they homesteaded, you know. Mm-hmm. And mother and dad made all those adobe bricks. And then they set them up, sideways and so on. And when they were dry, they had to wait till they were dry. Mm-hmm. And then they started building the house. Mm-hmm. And so, they worked pretty hard those days.
Mm-hmm. And you said that the roof on your house, you replaced it every year?
The roof, you fix it every year, but I just can't remember just what they used. I know they used straw and I don't know what all, but I'm sure it was good because it never did rain through.
So it wasn't a wooden, was it wooden? It was not wooden?
No. But, they might have had some. I imagine there was some wood there, too, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And
they must have learned how to make those bricks in Russia, right?
Well, evidently, I don't know. I didn't remember that I told you this or not, but... that must have been pretty hard work, and then no place to live really there, you know. And
are you done?
I guess so. I can't remember.
Tell about her garden. What did she grow in her garden?
Well, besides those gooseberries, she'd have a little vegetables or whatever she could grow there, but we had another place a little further out where we, every year we grow a lot of potatoes and watermelon and
strawberries.
And strawberries, yeah.
rhubarb.
And the rhubarb. That's such strong stuff, isn't it? Mother grew that. I don't know how come she started that, but we would have to grind it, get it ready. Mother made some kind of a sauce or something. And the boys and Dad, and they liked just on their food, you know.
Are you talking about horseradish or rhubarb?
Yeah, horseradish. What did I say?
Well, we were talking about rhubarb.
You know, this is horseradish. And I just, and I remember I have to turn that handle there all the time, and my eyes were, you know, burning and running from it, from that strong stuff. But,
tell me about, how did they preserve food? How did they keep food from spoiling? Do you remember any of that?
We didn't have any way except in the cellar. In those days, they didn't have a basement, it was just a cellar. And it was all ground, just dirt floor, you know. And, but Mother had barrels and things down there to sauerkraut and
so she raised her own cabbage?
Yeah,
she must have had some cabbage.
She raised her cabbage I was trying to tell you something else she raised there, she made watermelon pickles. Too.
Mm-hmm.
You ever eat watermelon pickles? And she was working all the time. So did all of us. Work. Nothing else. Sometimes Grandma, Dad's mother, would tell Mama something from what happened in their past, you know, and I'd come in and I'd hear her talking, and so I'd listen. Finally, she'd see me standing there listening, and she'd say, "Dear God, Kaisham, you understand that?" I wasn't ashamed of myself. I should be out working. And so I had to go back out and work and not listen anymore. So it's one of the reasons I don't know very much, because it wouldn't let me hear it. What happened there in those old days? I remember her telling about Grandpa. That was Dad's father. Drowned in a river there, and she told about that, and I did hear that. In Russia. Well, lots of things I could tell you, but I can't think of much now. Well, they know how thick the walls were.
How thick were they?
And there was lots of room in the window, and Mother planted an orange seed in there, and finally it came up, and it just was growing and growing and growing, and finally it, up on top of it, it kind of bent over out a little bit, and then it kept on going on up further to the ceiling, and but eventually she had to take it out. It was just getting too big.
No oranges?
Huh?
Any oranges?
I can't remember that there were any oranges. No. I can't remember that.